Brothers and sisters, today's date is April the 11th, 2024. This is episode number 317 on Renell's Food for Thought Pod radio cast, brought to you by Renell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, there was a song that was put out back in the, I believe it was the 80s. By Prince. It was called Sign of the Times. Sign of the Times. Well, brothers and sisters, this particular podcast is called Signs of the Time. Signs of the Time. Well, when you look at today's world, brothers and sisters, I want you to get a deep understanding. When you look at today's world, especially in America, you look at the time or the signs where people that come to America can get free rent, free medical, free schooling, free money, and all the benefits that used to go to people who actually worked, fought, paid taxes in this country we call America. Now, they just give it away to people who come across the border. When you look at the times, O.J. Simpson has passed away. I believe it was the 10th or the 11th, today's date. O.J. Simpson was 76 years old when he passed away. When you look at rents are higher than mortgages these days. When you look at black people are still in the same condition, if not worse, than in the 80s and the 90s. And take it back further, the 70s. When you look at the same politicians that look like you are still doing the same old, which is nothing for the people, whether it be black or white. When you look at the how things are, money, minimum wage has gone up to almost $20 an hour in some places. When you look at the world in itself, and then you ask yourself, where do I fit in this world? Signs of the time. Plural, signs of the time. Ask yourself, where are you fitting in all of this? Where people are constantly looking for money and no one is looking for God as much as they used to. Once upon a time, God was the be all to end all, and he's still the be all to end all. But people are servicing gods that are money, power, deceit, liars. Those are the gods of today. Jesus Christ is not a thing of the past, but people are trying to make him a thing of the past. But when you get right down to it, this is God's world. It has always been God's world. And God is just about had enough of all the stuff that's going on in the world. And that's not very good when God has enough and he really starts to show who his real, show people the real power of God. But these are the signs for the time. People are making a mockery out of the church because, and I'm not talking about just regular folk. I'm talking about people who actually go to church and people who actually go and minister in these churches. Because if you see, scripture never changes. No matter what man says, scripture never changes. And when man start to change the scriptures, then you know signs of the time. Because scripture never changes. See, people today do what they want to do with the scriptures to manipulate the system, to fit people into the system. Like you don't have to be, baptized in Jesus' name. Jesus the Christ, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You can do whatever you want to do. You can go party on Saturday night. You can drink, smoke drugs, whatever the hell you want to do. And then come into church and still work in the church and still call yourself holy. Wear ungodly amounts of makeup to make you look like you have changed your whole appearance. And then you walk into the church looking like somebody that just woke up in a time machine. But these are signs of the time. Too many people have put foolishness ahead of righteousness. That's why righteousness cannot win, because too much foolishness sits with people. See, it's easier to talk about your brother or your sister than to go out and help him. So I can make some money. So I'll just use, whether they're famous or not, I'll just use their name to make some money and talk about them and put them down. I won't go out there and try to help them or try to say it's going to be okay. Or better yet, just show some real love. Today, we are worshipers of money and put downs, especially black folks in our community. We love to put each other down. Because these are signs of time, signs of the time. And it's so sad, you know, when you try to live a righteous life and try to help people, and all you get in return is a bunch of negative response and people and their attitudes, and people hate to see others win. See, it's always good if you can lose. And I'll support you big time. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. And yeah, and I love you, this and that. But when you win, people don't want to do that. They're too busy turning their nose up at you or turning their nose down at you. But these are signs of the time. It is sad because people need to get a understanding of what's really going on. See, you have so many things that are going on that's going to affect the world more so than black people, especially in America, that we'll throw in some side blocks, like we'll send a P. Diddy and start throwing shade at him, or we'll send some shade on some of these famous people that black folks love so much. We'll show them and we'll start shining the negative light on them. The light that should have been shined on decades ago, but we'll shine it on them now because these are signs of the time. We got a big election coming up and no one's really sure as to who you should vote for. But if you've got any kind of sense and you've been looking at what's been going on over the last 3 years, 3.5 years, however you want to put it, you would see what's going on. And neither man is capable enough to do the job. But somebody's going to win. So you need to be prepared for signs of the time. Meaning the time that is coming. You can no longer put your trust in the people because you vote for them. Votes were nice back in the day, but votes mean absolutely, I won't say absolutely, they are not as important as they once were. People will convince you, oh man, you should vote for this, and oh, your vote counts. Your vote may count, but what does it count for? Does it count to benefit your people, or does it count to benefit other people? And if you look at it, it damn sure does not benefit black people. Black people have received crumbs. Say you got a holiday. So what? Another day off for everybody else to enjoy? And that's supposed to really mean something? Or you get a black politician in there, says, oh, we have the first black. Who gives a shit about the first? When the last first didn't do nothing, it's same as what the first, what the next black that's going to do is nothing. See, talking big and actually doing something is something that's totally different. People do a lot of talking, but ain't no one doing nothing big that you could actually see and notice. Something you can say off the top of your head, oh yeah, the politicians did that. No one is saying just do something, you know, basically for black folks, but it'd be nice to have somebody do something for black folks that can keep the harassment that black folks receive, especially black men receive from these so-called law enforcement agencies who black people pay taxes for. But yet you can let people come from other countries, come across your border, do shit to them, and they'll arrest them, but let them walk without even a scratch. But black man gets shot in the back of his head, or get shot in the back for no reason. Signs of the time. So when you're going out there and making your decisions, I would say please make better decisions, because these times are here. This is the time, not times. Like Prince says, sign of the times. Nope, signs of the time, singular. Because see, this is a time in history. And all the things that you see everything on the downslant and very little on the upslant. But this is what happens in a world where you have no control, you have no power, you have no say. Why? Because you're too busy worshiping other things. You're not going with the teachings of Jesus Christ. You're going with churches that basically teach anything that conform to the people. It's like you take a football player. Instead, you put him in a system that is a passing system, but he's a running quarterback. Is he going to thrive in a passing system when he's a running quarterback? No. You have to conform to his strength, which is running. And if you don't do that, you're going to have a quarterback that's not going to be that great. This is what happens when you don't conform to the people's strengths. You conform to whatever you want to use as a strength for your strength, but not the people's strength. The people who put you in office are the people who need to have the jobs, need to have the stability, need to have the education, need to have the teaching. But when you conform to your own beliefs, you're never going to see what the people need. Then again, you're never going to care. But this is your brother. I just wanted to drop this because this is signs of the time. Until next week, peace out, my brothers and sisters.